Good morning, boys and girls. We're turning to Hebrews, the chapter 11, and we have arrived at verse 4. Verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read it together. You follow as I read. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. There is so much in that wee verse. You might have noticed that. The book of Genesis, where we find the story of Cain and Abel, is a book about beginning. You have the beginning of the world, and this earth, the stars, the sun, the moon, and man. Out there, men are running around, chasing their tail, trying to work out where it is man came from, the earth came from, and the creation came from, and when it all happened, because they don't believe what the Bible says. But we believe the Bible, and we turn to the book of Genesis, and there's the beginning of all things. It also records for us the beginnings of proper worship, what it is God requires of you as you come to worship Him. The vast majority of people, they think that if they present to God by way of worship that which they think's all right, that'll keep God happy. It does so annoy me to think that so many people think, oh, if I get up occasionally on a Sabbath morning and go to church, any church, and show my face and enter into what outwardly appears to be a form of worship. I remember when I went to church, unconverted as I was, and they called for prayer. I used to bow my head and count to 20. Thought that was smart. Thought I was being really smart, but I was being an utter fool, thinking that God couldn't understand my stupidity, my bluffing, my deceit. And out there, there's millions, a vast, vast, vast majority of people who, to a place of worship, and they think somehow or other that satisfies God. That keeps him happy. Well, in the book of Genesis, we discover that that's not the case. We also find the first murder. Murder is always linked to false worship, false religion. They go together. True religion and those who walk in the paths of true religion have brought to this world great benefit. In fact, I would say that every good thing that ever has been done amongst men has had its beginning in the heart and mind of those who worship God right, according to His word. Well, we're looking at this verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, it starts off. And that little phrase, or its equivalent, is found many times in this chapter. And that forms the basis of our study. We'll be following that phrase. But here we're told that it was by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent, a superior sacrifice. Abel was the second son of Adam and Eve. And were we to take a moment to consider the reaction of Eve to the birth of Cain, we would easily discover that she really thought that her first son was a wonderful person. She thought that he was going to prove to be a gift from God. I wonder what she thought of her second son. Well, boys and girls, mothers are often wrong. They form opinions about their children that are not in keeping with the truth of God. Stars twinkle in their eyes when they look at their son, when they look at their daughter, and they're blind to the sin of that son or that daughter. That shouldn't be. I hope that you will remember this in later years. That shouldn't be. We should look at our children in the light of God's word and act toward them accordingly, correcting them, disciplining them, showing them the right way, not swallowed up by pride in them. Well, Cain turned out to be a rascal because he wasn't right with God. Turned out to be a murderer because he wasn't right with God. And at this moment, Cain is in hell. The Bible tells me that. Cain's lost. Listen to me, boys and girls. You will never hear a more important word from anybody
than this.
The way to heaven is God's way. Not a way that you dream up or you think is right. If you don't go God's way, you'll never get to heaven. You'll be lost and you'll share eternity with Cain. In our first study, I said that this portion of God's word indicates that faith is a key component, a key part of the gospel. There's a lot of things said in the gospel, but central to the gospel message is the place God gives to faith. That's why in this chapter you read by faith, through faith, by faith. It's the key that opens the door to God's blessing. We can't get to heaven, boys and girls, if we don't have faith. You're sitting there this morning. Some of you have faith. Some of you have accepted the word of God and believe God and submitted to what his word said. Maybe there's some who haven't. You're determined to go your way. You will not heed what God says. You do not believe. You do not have faith in what God says. So that today God would so work in your heart that you would have faith. Let's first of all notice that faith makes a great difference in how God sees our worship. When you come into church, you might carry a hymn book, you might carry a Bible. You might sit down very reverently and properly. But that doesn't impress God. God's looking into your heart to see if you have faith. To see if there is in your heart a settled acceptance of what it is God teaches. Look at what it says. And I'm reading to you from Genesis chapter 4 and the verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground as an offering unto the Lord. In the process of time, listen to me, there comes a time when you have to give thought to God. Even Cain arrived at a moment when he said, you know, I better think about God. But he relied on his own mind as to what he should think about God, rather than God's word. And relying on his own mind, his own thoughts, his own notions, he came to a wrong conclusion. That book you're holding, boys and girls, is the key. That book will get you to heaven, if you believe it, and act according to what it says. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Now he came unto the Lord. He came in worship and he brought a gift with him. But it wasn't the right gift. It did not declare faith in God's word. Rather, his gift that he brought declared to God, I don't accept your word. I don't accept the example that you have set for me. I'm going to come my way. And here's my gift that I feel you should be satisfied with. That's what he was basically saying, and that is what God saw. Now, he came first. He was entering into an act of worship before Abel. It even looked as if he was more keen, more anxious to worship God than Abel. But for all that, God was not impressed. There are people in the world today, and every so often, they go through religious activity that show great zeal. There are those who, on certain occasions, in their attempts to impress God, take a whip or a stick, and they beat themselves until the blood is running. They injure themselves most severely, thinking that's bound to impress God. God's bound to be pleased with that. Some even have themselves crucified, their hands nailed to a cross, their ankles, their feet nailed to a cross. And they think in the midst of all their agonies, for I can't even begin to imagine what the pain of that must be like, they're thinking, this is bound to impress God. But they're wrong. God's not asking you to injure yourself. God's not asking you to go to your bank and empty it and give him all the money. No. You know what God's asking you to do? Believe him. Exercise faith. That's all God's asking of you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall have everlasting life. That's all God's asking. As your mother, likely, for that's a mother's role, usually. as your mother sets food before you on the table. All you have to do is to sit down and eat. You don't even have to sit down, you can stand and eat. The important thing is that you eat what she has offered. The Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that eateth me shall never die, shall never perish. That's all God asked, except thy faith what he offered. And that wasn't the case here with Cain. He came, we are told, in the process of time, with the fruit of the ground. That's not what God wanted of him. And boys and girls, as we worship God, we must show that we are exercising faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When Abel came to worship God, it says he brought the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. What did he bring? He brought the best lamb that he possessed. That's what he brought. And in so doing, he was exercising faith. You say, how was that? What was the difference between what Cain brought and what Abel brought? One brought the fruit of the ground, the result of their labors. The other brought a lamb, which was the fruit of his labors as a shepherd. Why was Cain rejected and Abel accepted? Because Abel was exercising faith. If you were to go back a chapter in Genesis from the one we just quoted from, Genesis chapter 3 in the verse 21, we read God did something after Adam and Eve sinned. It says in verse 21 that he clothed them with skin of an animal. In other words, in order to cover Adam and Eve after they sinned, an animal was slain, sacrificed. I believe that animal was a lamb. And God was teaching Adam and Eve and all who came after them that the covering he would provide them with, by which their sins and their wickedness would be hidden, just as the covering that he placed upon them hid their nakedness, he would provide a lamb. And the lamb that was slain and the skin of which made clothes for Adam and Eve was a symbol, a picture of the Lamb of God, even the Lord Jesus. You know, boys and girls, God is a great teacher. There's no teacher as good as God. And God not only teaches us by telling us things, but he paints pictures for us so that we understand exactly what his word means. And when he clothed Adam and Eve with the skins of an animal that gave its life in order that they might be clothed and covered from their nakedness, God was painting a picture. This lamb gave us life in order for you to be covered. Well, there is one who will come who will have the title, the Lamb of God, and he will give his life in order that your sins might be covered. That's why Cain rejected God's instruction. He thought, well, what I have done and what I have produced, that'll do God. Abel, on the other hand, he brought a lamb, slew the lamb on an altar, and he was saying, Lord, this is my faith. I believe that you have promised a Redeemer who will come into this world and die for me and all like me. And I'm coming to thee, Lord, trusting in your promise, the Lamb to come. And this little lamb that I have brought from my flock, the very best lamb I have, is a picture of my faith. God accepted Abel's offering, rejected Cain's. Boys and girls, at this very moment, God is looking into your heart, into your heart, into your heart, to see if there's that faith that there was in the heart of Abel. Is there? Are you trusting in God's Lamb? Not hard for you to answer that question. Are you trusting in the Lamb of God? Are you saying, no, I don't want Christ. I don't want Jesus as my Savior. I want to go my own way. Is that it? Well, your own way is Cain's way, and it will end where Cain is now. It'll end where Cain is now. As we worship God then, boys and girls, God looks into our heart to see if there's faith. Abel's offering made the difference. It says in verses 4 and 5 of Genesis, chapter 4, the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. Cain brought a lifeless sacrifice. Oh, I just don't know what he brought. Grapes, apples, onions, turnips. I don't know. It was the fruit of the ground anyway. But Cain, failing to do what God wanted him to do, was rejected. Whereas Abel brought life living sacrifice. And he killed that sacrifice as a symbol, as a picture of what it was he was trusting in, the one who had come to give his life for his salvation. And God had respect unto that. God had respect unto that. Is your hope this morning in the death of the Lord Jesus, his sufferings on the cross, in order to pay for your sin? Is that your hope? That was the hope of Abel, but it wasn't the hope of Cain. Cain thought, what I have done, that'll satisfy God. He was very wrong. I should say that proud sinners deeply resent being rejected by God. We're told that Cain was very wroth, Genesis chapter 4, verses 5 to 7. He was angry with God. But let me tell you, God was angry with him. He had brought what God didn't want, rejected what God did want. And God was angry with that. And Cain, he resented God not accepting his sacrifice. And he was angry with God. He was angry with God. God told him, it's your fault, Cain. It's not my fault. You brought the wrong sacrifice. That's your fault. And as a result of that, you've been rejected. But now God says, and that's what the verses I mentioned, Genesis chapter 4, 5 to 7, mean. God said to Cain, sin lieth at the door. If I said, there's someone at the door, what would I mean? I would mean, well, there's someone about to come in. They're at the door. And God was saying, sin's at the door, about to come in. Because you have gone the wrong way, you have rejected my word, you haven't done what I have required of you, you have offered a false sacrifice. Sin is just waiting to advance into your life. And advance it did, because after the worship had taken place, Abel was explaining to Cain the problem. And Cain got angry, mad. He had been angry with God, now he was angry at one of God's children, Abel, and he killed him. Sin had come in through the door. Those who reject God's way are angry with God, and they're angry with everything that is of God. At this very moment, the eyes and the mind of the world is focused on Israel and the fighting that's going on there. And the chief cause of that fighting is the anger of man, the hatred of man, focused on one nation, the Jews. And it's focused on that nation because God has said, they're my people. They might not be all that they should be at this moment, but they're still God's people. And because of that, the world hates them. And Abel tried to explain to his brother the right way he should go, the way that would take him to heaven. And Cain was angry with his witnessing. And he rose up and he killed him. Boys and girls, let me tell you this morning. And I say this without a shadow of doubt. If you reject the gospel and reject God's way, you will enter into greater sin and reap greater misery and shame and greater judgment from God's heart as a result. You cannot take one step on the road away from God and stop there. You keep taking other steps and you get further and further away from God and your life becomes more sinful. I'm telling you now, when you leave school, if you leave without Christ and go out to work in the world without Christ, your life will become more sinful. And you will remember me telling you that and giving you this solemn warning. Learn from Abel. Offer unto God that which he wants you to do. Show your faith in the Lord Jesus. Accept him as your Savior. Let's bow in prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that I would bless the word today to each and every boy and girl, to us all. Be with the school today, overshadow it, prosper it in every way, remembering parents, loved ones and friends. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.